Hello, welcome to Values, Virtues, Ethics and Morality. I am Maglo Pillay and it is my honor to introduce today to you a very special person who has been steeped in spiritual wisdom for over 40 years, Sister Denise, who is with the Brahmakumaris practicing Raja Yoga meditation. Today we will look at the very interesting subject of going against the current, going against the current. And the reason that we chose this topic is because we find that a lot of people feel that that is exactly what their lives are about, that they're going in one direction whilst everybody else is going in another direction. We want to look at why this is the case. We want to find out if there's something that you're doing that's wrong or right. And Sister Denise will share with us insight into this fascinating topic. And the format of the show will take place in the form of Socratic dialogue, which simply means that I'll be putting questions to Sister Denise and she'll be giving us answers that are universally true. Sister Denise, thank you so much for joining us today and a very, very warm welcome to you. There are a lot of people who feel uncomfortable in their own skin, who feel that they're born into the wrong family, who feel out of place in their schooling environment, in their workplace, even in their own gender. What creates this feeling of something's not right? They cannot define it and they may not even articulate it. But what creates this feeling?
I think it's going to vary from person to person, because for some people their discomfort is a settlement of karma, simply, and that discomfort is some sort of a suffering, some sort of a punishment almost, that they just feel constrained, restricted, nobody understands them, things like that. So that would be an uncomfortable, unpleasant experience. Then for others, it's not that, it's something different. Maybe the feeling is that, but the interpretation would be different. Because people generally form attachments and start to identify with their surroundings and their context. But if you feel different, you feel that you don't belong, then you can interpret in a very useful way that this context is there to help you to not form attachments. Because especially if you are a person destined to move well in spiritual practice, to be free from attachment is an extremely advantageous situation.
Okay, Sister Denise, can I interrupt you right there? Attachments is what makes most people feel secure. I once heard it said that one of the most elemental of human feelings is the feeling of belonging. How does one not be attached? Doesn't it make you inhuman? No man is an island.
Well, attachment also means to be emotionally dependent on. And so if you're emotionally dependent on something which is not able to provide you what your emotional needs are, then your attachment is going to be the reason why you experience some or another kind of sorrow. And because attachment most often produces a state of sorrow, it's considered a negative thing rather than belonging, which is a good feeling. But if you belong to something that has failed you, or that has betrayed you, or that's turned against you, then that's a very unpleasant kind of belonging, you know?
Okay, so coming back to the title itself, going against the current, if does somebody consciously embark on this journey, or does it just happen?
Well, most of the time it's conscious, but there may be many things that just happen that inspire a person to make a conscious decision to go the opposite direction.
Would you say you flow against the current?
Oh, definitely.
Right. I expected that answer. So,
but you're looking at the current, right? Yeah. Here you are, you're trying to figure out who you are and so on. And so you look at the current and you're looking at the trends. Where is everything going? And you say, well, you know, if I go with this stream, I will end up where everybody else is going to end up. And if that feels comfortable, you will go with the flow. But for some people, it looks as though the flow is going to a place where you don't want to go. And then you have to really sit with yourself and say, okay, well, where do I want to go? And for that, you have to really do some deep thinking, because if you want to go somewhere different from everybody else, then, you know, you're in a different boat, using different power, going in a different direction. And everybody who's passing you going this way says, wrong way, you know, we're going this way. And you're saying, see you, I'm going this way. Mm. So in a sense, yeah, you are on your own. But there may be other people also who may be saying, yeah, I don't want to go where the world is going. We have to go somewhere else. And so it's not necessarily a completely isolated position or journey. You may well find co-travelers on this journey to probably an unknown destination which you cannot see clearly, because the big trend is going somewhere that you can see. And if you go against it, then are you going where we came from, or are you going to some third alternative?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as you're speaking, I'm seeing that one needs a lot of courage to get into the journey, get into the vehicle that goes in the opposite direction to which everyone else is. And you need courage to get into the vehicle. You need courage to stay. Okay? What if the, how does that expression go? The spirit is willing,
spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's
yes.
always the problem, isn't it?
Yes.
So what
happens
the flesh
if
is weak, then you know, the spirit may be willing, but the flesh is, you say weak, but it's very powerful, you know, and it's the spirit that's weak.
Oh.
So the expression.
Oh, the expression is a problem.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Maybe I should use a different metaphor. Okay. So you're. Okay. Let me stick to the question. If you find that there's a certain place that you want to go in life, and you're going against the grain, as it were, but you do not have what it takes to get there. How do you reinvent yourself?
You know, either you figure it out or you drop out of the game. You know, in a way, it has to be that kind of little bit harsh like that, because if you don't have what it takes, you know, you can push on a bit, but if you don't have the staying power to get where you're going, or if you don't, as you say, reinvent yourself from time to time to be able to cope with the next leg of the journey, then you will fall off the pilgrimage and go back. And it's quite an interesting analogy, the idea of pilgrimage, because in most of the religions there is this question of pilgrimage, where a person is making an external journey while an internal journey is also going on, because the aim of a pilgrimage is to go and meet God. And in another sense, when you meet God, that's when you die. So it means when a person is doing a spiritual journey, they're really going inside and they're trying to find their soul. They're trying to find out who they are and also what they're made of, because pilgrimage means difficulties, obstacles, difficult weather, you know, bandits along the way, whatever it is, you know. And so when you are going along a pilgrimage, there may be lots of people starting but not very many people finishing it, because people do fall away along the way. So if you intend to make the whole pilgrimage, then you need to think about the whole pilgrimage and try to inform yourself as much as possible. What does it take to do this? But a lot of people don't. They just say, oh, you know, this looks good, this is nice, a bit of peace, a bit of happiness, how nice, you know, what could be difficult about that? And, you know, it's fine for a while, but then as soon as you start to experience difficulties and you get tired and you get, maybe you fall down or get distracted or whatever, then you have to deal with yourself.
So Denise, how does one know that the path you're on, whether it's career, whether it's becoming a professional athlete, whether it's spirituality, religious path, how do you know that it's right for you? How does one, what yardstick do you use to measure what is right for you?
You need to really try to understand yourself. So you need to spend time with yourself. And I mean, this idea of looking at your strengths and weaknesses is very useful. And also analyzing yourself very deeply so that you get to understand what makes you tick, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. I mean, when I analyze myself, I generally come up with pretty much the same conclusion. And I've done this many times over many, many years. And my conclusion always is, you know, I'm not cut out for sitting in one place and doing one thing forever. No, that's not me. I'm not a usual kind of person, so don't expect to do usual kind of things. My conclusion is I'm really a project person. I go from one project to another to another. Work on the thing, complete it, and I also find that every project that I take up prepares me and gives me skills for the next one, which you don't really realize until the next one comes along. And I also find that it's not just only one project that'll prepare me for a subsequent project, but there'll be in the whole of the history of my life, even some difficulties that I have encountered will prepare me or even give me the skills to encounter a new problem that comes later on. So that where for me it's quite doable, for somebody else who hasn't been what I have experienced, who hasn't been through that, they'll be totally at a loss, you see. Whereas for me, yeah, I know this, I know how to do this, let's go. No problem, you know. So I think knowing yourself is a very important thing, and each step of the way you find out a bit more about yourself, you find out more about the nature of the journey. Because also when it's a lifelong thing, you're going through from youth, you know, to adulthood, to middle age, to old age, to very old age. You pass through illnesses, you pass through different types of obstacles, and you realize the landscape of your life is very varied.
Okay. Going against the current implies that you're going this way and everything and everyone else is going this way. How do you manage the resistance?
Again, I think it would be different for different people. Those of us, I include myself in that, who consider themselves to be just fundamentally different from the general public or the general run-of-the-mill people, we already know you're different. So if you're going the opposite direction, that's totally normal anyway. And if you encounter people who can't understand why you're going in this direction, well, that's not surprising. So you don't bother about things like that. But of course you experience resistance, and the other thing you experience when you're going the other way is you will very often find yourself totally left to your own devices and on your own. And what that will do is it really strengthens you. And if you want to be a yogi, that's a very good thing, because a yogi needs to be able to be self-reliant and solitary, because you have to deal with your inner demons, and you will not encounter them unless you're in your solitude.
Would you say spirituality is going against the current? Your personal journey as a yogi, was that going against the current?
Well, there are, in spirituality, there is the possibility of going with a spiritual current, a spiritual path. I mean, the path that I am with, the Brahma Kumaris, when I started this, you know, I was the only one from Western countries. And so also that was involving doing something that nobody else like me had done and at that point, but then others joined, so then it became kind of normal. I mean, in many cases I have been in the position of a pioneer, and I'm quite okay with that. It doesn't bother me. But there are many people who need the path to be cut so that you can go along a path that has been cut. And I think that any practice of spirituality always going to start somewhere where it's just a few people, and then as more people join, it has its own current. And so the current of spirituality may be very different from the mainstream in the initial stages, but after some time, you know, it becomes almost included in the mainstream, and the mainstream will find a place for it. So then you're not going against the current anymore. And I think this is something that's happening, because when I started this in the 70s, it was considered really weird. But nowadays, it's very mainstream to meditate. Everybody's talking about mindfulness and, you know, concern for the environment and concern for your well-being and healthy living and yoga and all of these things is very mainstream now. So you're not really going against the current at this stage.
Mr. Denise, how has God helped you? When at the commencement of your journey you started going against the current, when how does one deal with that feeling of aloneness? Because for many it's an awful feeling.
Well, I never had anything like that, because I experienced a very powerful, very distinct calling, you see, which comes with it a feeling of certainty, a feeling of elation, a feeling of, yeah, this is the right thing. And there were many, many, many things that led up to it over a long period of time. So it had its own logic, and I was prepared for it for years in advance. And so when it came along, I was, you know, oriented towards that anyway, so it wasn't a big shock at all. It might have been a big shock for other people, but not for me. But then they have to deal with themselves.
Okay. And how has God featured in your journey as far as your going against the stream is concerned, going against the current?
Well, my great interest had always been, you know, and I had this desire, you know, I would really like to have spirituality be the center of my life, but I didn't feel that I had the necessary qualifications at all, so I thought that was just a nice dream. But then when it started to become a reality, so I found myself, yeah, okay, this is happening, I can go this way. And I came to India, and I traveled throughout India to check and to test and to feel out, you know, is this the right thing for me? And at every step I have done this, and it has checked out, you know. And I found, of course, many different kinds of resistances, and in a lot of ways, the way in which I'm following this particular practice, I'm doing it in a very individual way, not necessarily in a conventional way within the Brahma Kumaris, but that's how I am. So, you know, I'm comfortable with that, and whenever I do encounter obstacles, which everyone must, I have my own inner resilience, and I have people in my life within the Brahma Kumaris who will help me to move forward and accompany me, and not necessarily by doing anything or saying anything, but just by being further along the way and there's a sort of a resonance that I have with them that says, okay, now you go here, you pass through this glass ceiling, you just go, and it works.
Mm. Okay, so if somebody is going against the current and they are uncertain whether this is right for them and wrong, or wrong for them, and they, or rather, let me put it this way, they're quite sure that this is right for them, but they find it very difficult to manage their external circumstances in the process. What would you say to that?
Well, I think if you're quite certain this is right for you, then you have to make decisions about how you're going to handle the external circumstances. And within the teachings of Brahma Kumaris, there are many, many points of guidance in that regard.
Could you share with us a few of them?
A lot of people, they're living within the context of their family. They have family responsibilities. And as the years go by, like you may start with young children, then your children grow up, get married, they're no longer so much of a direct responsibility that they were in the earlier times. Or, you know, you may find yourself alone, or something may happen to your spouse or whatever. Nothing is certain, you see. As the days go by, different situations and circumstances come out, and you have to deal with each one as it comes. But within the Brahma Kumaris, there are so many people who have been going along this way for so long that pretty much there's almost like an encyclopedia of possible situations and good ways to overcome them that you can refer to.
Mm.
So that's a very good way.
Mm. Okay, so what virtues would one need, the main few main virtues, qualities that one would need to succeed in going against the current?
I think you need to have the power to keep on going on, perseverance.
Okay.
You need to be comfortable with solitude.
Mm.
And you need to be comfortable with other people's disapproval.
Mm.
So you have to have a very strong internal conviction that this is what I want to do, I choose to do this, and you check your conviction and decision against your conscience, you know, because you need to be sure within yourself that what you're doing is right. It may not be approved of by people who have other standards, but according to the principles of spirituality, according to your conscience, you do what you understand to be right. Because if you don't, you don't have enough strength to go forward. You have to be patient, very, very patient,
mm.
because things don't necessarily move at the speed that you would like.
It's a tough one for a lot of people.
But it's a very essential part, you know, patience, because you're in it for the long haul, and there can be a time where everything is blocking you, and the thing that you have to do is to just be there. Like a ship that is becalmed, you know, because sooner or later the wind will pick up and you will go forward. So if you get becalmed, well, you have to deal with that. And patience is a very important spiritual quality, which those circumstances will oblige you to have to develop. And so when you are in, you know, adverse circumstances, they can be considered messages.
Mm.
Okay, you know, this circumstance is here because, hey soul, you need to develop patience, or you need to develop kindness, or you need to develop your power of tolerance, or whatever it happens to be. So the circumstances will really speak to you, but it's up to you to interpret them in such a way that it carries you forward, because you can just as easily interpret them as a good reason to give up, and people do that,
mm.
but that's not obligatory.
Okay. Yes, unfortunately, we must stop talking now, which is sad, because this is such a fascinating topic. And Sister Denise, you know what I liked about what you shared is that I think there are millions and millions of people across the globe who feel what this topic suggests, they're going against the current, but they got no one to talk to about it. So I hope that some of them are watching today's show who will identify with what you just said, and who will take solace from the fact that there have been people who have walked that journey, stopped, turned around, held out a hand and said, I can do it and so can you. So I think your message today is very kind in that sense. And I'm sure that our listeners at home are able to feel, your spiritual support, even though they may not know you personally. It's the universality of truth and wisdom that Sister Denise is sharing, that she would like for you to take into your mind, into your heart, and to know that if you are heading in a direction that is totally at odds in which everyone else is going, but it feels right for you, then we wish you courage, we wish you strength, and we also hope that you do not give up and you are able to manage resistance. So I hope as well that you don't feel alone, because that's a terrible feeling. Okay, and a very sweet message. Sooner or later, the winds will change. Yes, and the direction in which you're going might become mainstream. Who knows? So, a trendsetter. If you're a trendsetter, this program would have been of interest to you. We do wish you luck on your own inner journey, wherever it may lead you. Thank you, and goodbye.